Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener, Mark Blankenbaker,
and Mike Lindsay, also known as Crumb's Revenge.
Oh, yeah, the whole gang's here, and we're hanging out with you over at Abtec Electrical Services, the official electrician of ESPN Louisville.
Of course.
That's what I would say.
It's official.
Yes, that's right. It was a big, long, arduous process, but our official electrician. It started out with Paul Rogers getting a generator, and it has continued with getting light in my garage and bedroom and kitchen.
I've got some projects, too, that we're going to have GJ out for.
We're middle-aged guys. We have projects. All we have is projects,
all we have
right?
Is projects.
Yeah, exactly right. Mike's always got a project. I don't even want to know what it is, but he's always got a project.
You need a generator, Mike?
Never stop.
He'll figure out something he'll need.
They have generators here in stock.
I'm pretty lucky in that regard. I have not. But once my luck starts failing, I'll probably consider a generator.
Well, there we go. Generator talk on a Friday. That's what we got going. We got baseball this week. It's a huge, huge series for Dan McDonald's squad. Top five team, right there. If they could get a series win this weekend, this would be enormous for their NCAA chances. Just a great weekend for it. You got all kinds of things going on around town. You got Lou City game tomorrow night. We'll have that broadcast for you. It's going to be a great night for that. You know, me and the Kip, we were trying to decide, did we go to maybe do a little both? Maybe do a little first half of the soccer, and then you migrate over to the track. I don't know. Don't know if we can get it all in. It's a big night.
So I think I'll make the Derby draw. Sounds like I'll be able to get over there for that.
Oh, good. We can all breathe easily now.
I'm excited to see that, but I just, more than that, I want to see people's reaction to the new paddock at Churchill. Like, because I don't think people are prepared for what they're about to walk into and how great it looks. It looks absolutely fantastic.
I wonder how many years it's going to be before Mike Lindsay goes to the Derby with all these, full house of children.
When was the last time you were at the track?
I'm actually going to go to a Thursday night action.
When was the last time you were at the track?
But the last time,
Who was president?
My wife and I went on Derby, but that was probably 8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she does want to go. Like, I actually reached out to Diener, but it was the year of COVID, and then things got restricted. So I actually reached out to see about.
Well, if you want to go, I mean, they sell tickets. So it's not like, it's like you're trying to get into a secret club.
No, he wants to go with you and Dady with Katie.
It's fine. Come on, bring it. Let's go.
But, yeah, but it's definitely been a while. So seeing the draw, is it really?
No.
To me,
that's for him. That's not you. That is nothing for you. It's for him.
Well, here's what it is. To me, it seems like it's like, oh, let's.
What number are they?
Fantasy football draw, like to see the order of picking, except for you don't have a team.
Mike, all the people are there. The people, the owners,
I see plenty of people.
The riders, they're
you no, do not make that a priority. Make coming to Derby week a priority. Coming on the backside in the morning, your kids would love that in the morning.
Oh, they'd love it.
How are you doing not bringing your kids out there? It's bad parenting.
Especially Naomi would love it.
Oh my god, you've never done
Naomi
that.
Naomi rides horses, so she would like some of it.
And well, don't let her jump on any of these. All right, that's not going to go over well. Naomi, what are you doing?
Faster than the ones I ride.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I worry about taking L back there because all she wants to do is run around, and I'm like, no, you're not.
And my kids are so wild and out of control. Yes, I would not trust. I mean, I would
but you should do that. You should bring your kids out on Derby weekend in the morning. That's you got to get. Come on, What are we doing here?
Look,
keep them out of school. Don't worry about school. This is more important than whatever they're going to learn that particular
day. We'll see. They're out of control. I mean, like, just talking to my kids is sometimes like talking to a drunk person. Like, last night, let me just explain this. Last night, we're at the Mexican restaurant, which is like Christmas for my son, Kai, and he has to go to the bathroom. And boy, was I glad he did, because he was like almost ruining dinner for us with them. Like, dude, you got to go to the bathroom. There's something brewing. So he goes to the bathroom. he goes by himself because we know everybody there, and it's just like a family place for us. And so he goes, and then I'm like, all right, it's been a while. I'll go back there. So I go back there, and I'm in there, and he's the one who went to the hospital. He went to the hospital, and part of the problem is bacteria problem, not wiping very well, stuff like that. He's young. So I'm like, all right, I'll help him. So I'll help him. And he's like, Dad, I didn't go poo. And I'm like,
oh boy.
Kai, I'm looking at it. You did, and I'm going to wipe. You know, so I wipe. And then he looks up to me, and out of nowhere, he's holding a $1 bill. And he's like, Dad, who do you think's stronger, this guy? And he points at the $1 bill, or Professor Lincoln? And I'm like, Professor Lincoln. I'm like,
George,
do you mean Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Abraham Lincoln was taller, though. That doesn't mean he's stronger.
And then
he says,
How did we get here?
I said, talking to a six-year-old, to a drunk.
Okay.
And then he looks at me and says, 500 cents, $5. I'm like, yeah, come on, we got to get out of the bathroom. And I'm like, you want me to bring this guy to run around horses? No, I don't know right
Maybe
now.
Maybe just Naomi.
Maybe not yet.
Maybe just Naomi.
Yeah, I just... We got to have at least a coherent conversation where he can follow instructions to a certain degree before I throw him around horses.
I don't need
that. Was my conversation. I'm like, this is like I'm talking to a drunk person.
Yeah.
What a
You're good at the excuses this morning, I got to say. I mean, between the tickets and this, I mean, we got.
I'll have him fight a horse. Like, Kai has no nerve endings at all. He never gets hurt. He can run through a drywall, and the only thing that makes him cry is someone hurting his feelings. So,
are you going to get tickets this year?
To
football.
We just had this conversation.
On April 24th.
But he talked around the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I want to know if he's actually going
to
do it.
I will take.
Look, we got him to a game. Let's call that a win.
I am going to take them to a game. I won't get tickets this year because that window passed. But I will take the kids to the game. I asked them, hey, we're going to be really good at basketball. Who wants to go to the basketball game? And right now they're saying no. I said, who wants to go to a football game? They're like, we do. So I am absolutely going to take them to a game this year.
Okay. All right.
All right.
One game.
We got that down. All right. That's where
Miami would be the one.
That'd be a good one.
All right, we'll continue along.
Everyone will be drunk like my
697-9680 is the number to get in. I will get to the text line here as well. Please save me from talking to Mike. Whatever story is going to come out of his mouth next, we don't know. I'll try to get to that. We're here at Abtech Electrical Services. And, again, if you need an electrician, this is where we're telling you to turn to, because this has really done a great job for us and for me personally at the house. So we've got that. It was a big day yesterday. Obviously, we've discussed that to a certain extent. And I don't know, sort of revisiting that, just set it up. What was the first bomb to go off yesterday?
It was Traor.
No. It was the linebacker.
Oh, you're right. The linebacker
from Cal.
And gosh, what was his name? Linebacker from Cal was the first guy that popped for Louisville yesterday.
At like 10:05.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
so all right. Right after the show, of course.
Marcus Maven show. I'm like, I'm glad.
Yeah, of course. Right after.
And that was Miles Jernigan.
Jernigan
from Cal.
Jernigan.
I think he's a good player. I don't know that he's going to come in and start, but this is what you're getting at this point in the time, and he's a good piece. Then we get news that that we got a acquaintance, Crystal Ball.
This is roughly what time? I'm just trying to go through the day. Afternoon or early afternoon.
I thought we got the Harry Potter guy before the Crystal Ball.
Would you stop calling the Harry Potter guy? Nobody gets it.
That was at 2:20.
Okay. Yeah.
2:20. We got the JQ Crystal Ball acquaintance. Okay. Then at, I guess you're right, 12 o'clock.
Oh, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah, you're right.
Money.
You're right.
Walter Cronkite over there.
Traor did commit at 12:20.
Okay.
So you had that. So then what happened next? Caleb Glenn decides to go to Florida Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something.
I like Caleb Glenn. I'm sorry he did not fit here, I guess, or didn't want to be here, but I would.
Who knows? Who knows? Who asked? You know.
Right. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know.
Might have shown the door.
458. Chucky Hepburn.
That's when it seemed to me that the joy, the effervescence of everybody was. Because you know what happened? We got our internet on about 10 minutes prior to that.
Ah.
I'll check the group thread.
Yeah.
We got our internet back on right around them.
So we had Chucky Hepburn right before the 5 o'clock hour. So you had the last hour to talk about Chucky Hepburn and Traor and the edge guy. And so you had the Pat signals had gone off.
Yeah. And then we were hopeful because we were like, okay, crystal balls, oh, snap, solid point guard.
Right.
Big guys like that. And then we're like, oh, the WRDRB just posted this, and then it disappeared. We're like, all right, who knows? But, okay, well, maybe that's not right. We'll just hang out and see what happens.
We're frothing.
4:48, internet is back.
Oh, wow. Eight minutes
yeah. after that.
Then at 7 o'clock, yeah, Dan Foster.
Right. Yeah.
So from Texas State.
Yeah,
so
another linebacker.
It was a lot of stuff going on, and I don't know if we'll get Quaintance or not, but it's still fun to think about a five-star.
Right, and we do need bigs, right? We've got guards and wings. You know,
I talked earlier in the week. I said we're going to get the Long Beach State guy. We got him. That I felt like we'd get Hepburn. I do believe we will get the Evansville 6'9" guy.
Okay,
I think we're solid for the Stony Brook 7-footer. I don't know any of their freaking names.
Right.
It's okay.
Okay. And
it's
more
okay.
names are.
And you know what? If you said their
in.
Names, that identifies them better than you saying their names, frankly.
Right.
That
right.
really does.
Right.
Yeah. So
it,
so that's it,
like the UNCW guy who's did awesome against Kentucky. He just went into the portal. Like people are still going into the
right.
portal, and that's the other thing.
I'm excited about it. I'm already exhausted from all the potentials. Like you tell me, okay, we got Hepburn. You got a known quantity at guard who played at Wisconsin. Okay, good. Let me know when the next one drops. The potentials, Quaintance interests me a little bit, but past that, I don't have the bandwidth to worry about.
It's too many.
To chase these guys.
It's
but
too many.
Maybe
yeah.
I mean, and then you know when a Norchad Omir hits the portal from Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an incredible player that is going to get NIL opportunities all over the place. But I have to think that Norchad wants to, you know, probably play at a place where he's going to win and have a great chance to be drafted. And we have a spot at the four. And I'm like, could we be in on Norchad Omir? That would be
be off the chart.
Would be off the chart, huge. But that's the same position that Quaintance plays.
Yeah.
And so
one's cheaper?
Well, they're probably both about the same amount of money. But one of them's 22, 23
yeah,
years old.
Yeah, right.
The other one's 17.
That's the discussion.
Chad, you get that one now.
But I don't know that we're involved.
Right.
I just think he hit the portal yesterday, and that's going to raise eyebrows. And everybody's going to be like, well, let's call him. You know, let's find out what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Is it a no-contact court? Does he know where he's going? Has he been tampered with? I don't think a lot of people saw him going to the portal because the NIL situation at Miami has been so strong.
Yeah, or at least purported to be.
Well, and then the guy is under federal, under investigation. Maybe he's trying.
Yeah,
up.
Might be a little. Never quite. No, you can't ever quite rest on your laurels on that one. I'll say, you know.
Yeah, especially when the feds come calling, which they tend to do at Miami. It's wild. Miami,
they're back again.
Yeah.
Those guys in the blue, the windbreakers are here again.
Exactly.
What the hell?
Another Miami.
They probably just have a lot of them living down there. Because I love living in Miami.
Yeah, so
it's like, well, we've just got a lot of guys looking at stuff. We find more stuff.
Of course, you know, you got to be wary. You never know. I mean, Patino's been awful quiet in this. You know, I don't know where he might rear. There's going to be a battle somewhere along the way, head to head with somebody from St. John's, right?
Totally,
going to be.
There's
going to
be
sure.
St. John's Mark Pope battle. There's going to be a Pat Kelsey, Rick Pitino battle. There just is. I mean, he's going to recruit at a high level, and he's got NIL money.
And the fact there's like whatever over 2,000. And of probably ones that are impactful, you'd think are probably 200.
Let's make up numbers. Why not?
Experiences, So you're just gonna obviously miss more than you'll hit.
Yeah.
And you just need to know the ones that
but
you hit.
But I don't like. System. Yeah. I like this. I mean, it's just the bandwidth is. I just.
It's too
I don't
many
have
people.
It.
And the portal closes May 1st. Okay. So May 1st, you got to be in the portal.
Does it?
Well, yeah.
We got to be in it.
You got to be in
that
it.
That doesn't mean.
It doesn't mean you got to be out of
it. Yeah, but when you say it closes, it almost implies that there's nothing to do after that.
No. It's just.
There's no more new names to.
Yeah.
Unless somebody
just like, do we have to consider this guy? Just like you said, the bandwidth of the coaches has to also be like, gosh. Like,
well, that's their job. Right, they better
new
not
people
run out
just
bandwidth.
Entered.
Right. Yeah.
Because
right now they're
look.
Warring on two fronts
yeah.
on their own, but then they can just do a one-front war once the portal closes.
I want to remind everybody as well this weekend at the Bats game, it's Star Wars night. You got Mike's going to dress up as Darth Vader.
Yes.
It's going to be great to see that. You've got the Star Wars contest over there. They got post-game fireworks afterwards. So, I mean, is tomorrow not one of the great days? days to be in Louisville. I mean, you've got all the things in the morning.
It's good. Weather's
the weather looks like it's going to be great, right? I mean,
yeah,
and
it looks awesome.
And you've got soccer, you've got baseball, you've got the track, you've got the mini.
Cherokee Triangle.
It really is one of the great days. And that too.
And in classic me fashion, my wife's on call.
Yeah.
So I'm all by myself with three kids.
Yep.
But we did open the pool yesterday.
We did too.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
We do have a day. Oh, no, I just wanted to bounce
around. Those are relatable moments for the audience.
How about that?
That's so cute. Yeah. Open your pool on the
pool.
Whatever will you do with a pool and a sunny day, Mike? I don't know how you're going to entertain those kids.
Our kids are off school today.
Yeah.
So I heated it up for them, and hopefully they jump in there and do some swimming first time this year. So it's awesome.
Well, all you really care about is that they're expending energy and you don't really have to do much.
God, they need to expend
some energy.
No,
it's nice to have a pool.
But they're we're not doing Olympic trials here. You want them burning off energy and in a safe environment.
It's amazing. I mean, all they do is just run everywhere they're going. It's like I just
or stop dead cold and flip through their. I mean, my son will go. By the way, he is jacked now.
I know
he is
big last time I saw.
Oh, you just he's. Stop the swimming and basically just...
He's going to be a UFC fighter.
No, he's not, Mike. We are going to run a UFC event.
He loves it.
No, he's going to be relatable to these guys. We are not doing competition with the psychopaths that he would be going against. We are not doing that.
Right,
no.
Right.
I tapped out. Yeah, I know, and they still broke your arm because he's crazy. We're not doing that at the minor league level. We're going to run a UFC event by the time he's probably 30. You know, that's it.
That's cool.
No, we're not competing. No. But
James.
Yeah.
Don't you speak that evil into the world, Ricky Bobby?
No, we are not doing that. We'll run the event, not enter it.
Yeah,
that's the idea.
And also a reminder: How to Derby Liquor Barn tonight. So go see it 4:30 to 7:30. Get prepped for Derby if you're feeling that Derby fever, or if you want to get kind of juiced up for it. They're going to be signing the Woodford Reserve bottle, the artist and master distillers, and all that stuff. They're going to get they have the official Kentucky Derby cigar at Liquor Barn, and it's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
What kind of stuff do we need for the house? We got to get the flag out front.
Flag.
I'm going to go to Liquor Barn today and just do a little shopping. Just look around.
You got to have
Derby my house up.
You got to have. I mean, it's kind of hard to kind of just do it, but you got to get the accoutrements. You know what I mean? And all the stuff that you.
The accoutrements. I like that. That's a good word. Accoutrements.
Yeah, all the
Bartles and James
ancillary stuff.
Thank you for your support.
Greatest commercials ever. Yeah.
It just get geared up for it, and they have that at Liquor Barn. But what do you need? Like, I just think, for the most part, Diener, let's just clean your house. Maid Pro comes in, whirlwinds this up.
It won't matter. There's still stuff everywhere. I mean, it's still, I live where I live. I mean, if she's getting if they're getting a free place to stay, then.
Well, she'll give a free consultation for you on your home.
Yeah.
So that when she'll tell you exactly what things need to be done. I mean, she's got opinions. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be great to have Katie there. So what are the plans? Have you got a pre-Derby party for her?
The other one, I mean, Alexa from DraftKings is. By the way, if you run into us, first of all, there's the DK Horse app. But if you're somebody who wants to get a little reload bonus and
you're willing
to make a four-figure deposit, start right there, then talk to us. That's all I'm saying. Talk to us because you'll get – it's a good deal. So ask me about that in their VIP program. But – so Alexa's coming in on Wednesday.
Okay.
And going to the track and go to the Scotty D thing, where they're going to – I don't know if we've talked about this. They are going to auction off a percentage of a Starlight horse that is 5% of it is going to go to Bellarmine and the Knights Club that Clint started.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, that's
Which horse? Is it a 2-year-old? Is it a 3-year-old?
We'll tell you that information next week.
All right,
it'll be
cool.
A 2-year-old. It'll be a 2-year-old, but then I'll give you the name and everything next week. So
that's great.
It's going to be great. But so we got that. I'm working on the party we got the party Wednesday, I think, taken care of, and Thursday. Need some help on Friday.
Well, I saw the Bridgman tent
Friday.
Go up. Did you see the Bridgman tent?
I heard
tent
about
go
it.
Up?
No, I heard
it's,
about it.
You can see it. It's like in the parking lot at
Luke
Slugger.
Ryan, I need some help, y'all. I need some help with some tickets to that.
Well, here, let me see if I get you in another country
please.
Concert.
Yes, please. My booking manager over here. We'll try that. I can't even remember. I haven't even looked. Do we have calls? It's my bad if I've ignored them. So we've got all that. Got
who is it? Luke Bryan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can make that happen. You're my hero. Because did we get Brahma's tickets, by the way, too? Wasn't he? What was he trying?
Rahm was looking for tickets.
Was it Bruno Mars or was it?
Bruno Mars. I think Bruno Mars is playing the same concert.
Is it?
It's at Bridgman's.
Yeah, like, I don't know. What was? He was asking for something else though, wasn't he? I don't know.
I thought he said Bruno Mars.
Okay, then maybe you're probably right.
We'll have to go back to the tape.
We'll have to go check. By the way, also, GJ is looking from here, Aptech Electric, wants a hat of one of the, you know, when you have
Derby
a horse in the of one of the Derby horses.
Yeah. So we got to hook him up.
Yeah. He'll do all the electricity in your house for 15 years. No, he's not gonna do that.
No, he would like a hat.
Yeah, but he'll take care of you, you know, as well.
It is pretty cool when you when Starlight has a horse and you get a hat and you're walking around. Everybody's like,
that?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Hey, that hat will get you into a winner's circle.
Oh, definitely.
That is like a press pass.
Oh, yeah.
That hat will absolutely get you in the winner's circle.
It's phenomenal.
Look like an owner. Yeah, and the buttons. So, all right. We'll continue along here, 267-9680, our number to get in. Get over to the Huffman Auto Group if you're thinking about buying a car. It's because I bought two straight vehicles from Neil Huffman's Acura at Oxmoor, in addition to the Acura dealership, the Subaru dealership. So my mom bought a car. Look, it's the reason they've been around for over 50 years, that family name on the business. They do business the right way, and that's why the same people are over there still working there. Mike Steck, Arthur Galitsky, you name it. The whole crew is over there. They continue to work for the Huffman Auto Group because they're treated right. And they treat the customers right as well. That's the whole idea. You're nice to the customers, nice to your employees, create a good business, and stick around for a long time. It's the Huffman Auto Group. Again, the Acura, I think your dollar stretches further in the luxury line with the Acura than anywhere else. Online at AcuraOxmoor.com. And tell me who's talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener, Mark Blankenbaker,
and Mike Lindsay, also known as Crumb's Revenge.
Well, this was the closest thing we get to Chucky for Hepburn. You know, we got Chuck Berry, so it's the closest thing we get to Chucky.
Yeah,
so
I love this in
Back to the Future. Oh, yeah.
This was the best.
I think, is Michael J. Fox actually singing in that? I mean, it's...
I don't know. But, you know, he's performed, even during his battle with Parkinson's, he's performed with, like, a lot of stars, like, playing whenever they come through New York.
Uh-huh.
He'll come out and play guitar and stuff like that. I know he's done it for Who's the Boss? Bruce Springsteen, he's done it for them and stuff like that. So kind of cool.
We did get word here in the break, but Mark, we have another update on the Sherman Minton renewal project that I-64 eastbound will be closed from 3 p.m. Monday, May 6th until 5 a.m. Monday, May 20th. The closure is necessary for crews to finish the concrete work on the lower bridge approaches.
So on one hand, they're getting very close to finishing this stinking thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
and they did do it Monday after Derby.
Thank God.
But also during the PGA.
So mom and dad, I'm gonna stay with y'all during PGA probably.
Traffic reporter Nikki DeBoot.
Oh. Holy crap, Drew. People can't drive for crap out there. Oh, my God. It is like just absolutely looks like my colon after I've had too much prosciutto on Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, whatever. So, anyway, I get the call, the SOS from my man James. Says, hey, I can't move an inch. Everything's trucked. And so I get out of bed, wipe the sleep from my eyes, say goodbye to my beautiful girlfriend, hop in here, and all of a sudden I'm getting all these reports. And you know what, Drew? It makes sense.
What's
all
that?
Makes sense. First off, We all know Mother Nature, that beautiful broad. She's got a wicked sense of humor. So she says to herself, self, what can I do to get back at these jadrules for constantly littering over the holidays? How about I have a freaking downpour during the holidays where these people can't really drive whenever there's any precipitation on the road? But I'll do it at the ass crack at dawn to mess up with everybody because the brilliant minds of the traffic commission in the Kentuckiana area go, let me see. When are people going to be on the road the most? Oh, okay. Now? All right. Let's shut everything down. Shut it all down, Jim. We don't need to be able to go down to Sherman Minton Bridge right now. But sir, it's the holidays. People need to get from A to B. Don't care. Whose nephew is this? Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Shut it down. Because we need to work on it right now. Remember? What did you idiots tell me when I tried to shut down the Gene Snyder when we had the biggest rock concert in a football game coming in here on a weekend? You said what? Yeah, like people are driving, Jim. Maybe we should shut it down. First off, in this hypothetical situation, my name's Nicky the Boot, not Jim, you stupid bastard. Second, it takes a visionary to shut down traffic and do construction no one's going to care about or notice or appreciate when people are on the road. So, damn it, what did we do when we had an influx of 1 million people in the city? We shut it down. And that's what we're doing now. It's a Yuletide shutdown on the Sherman Minton. We're closing the bridge. If I play my cards right, I'm going to shut down 65. I'm going to shut down the Waterson and then let it rain, you big, sweet, beautiful broad. Let's shut it all down. Wah! That's the plan. That's the plan of the city. Let's shut it all down. So basically, it's weather, you know, suck it, Lachlan McClain. We're doing weather, we're doing traffic, we're doing sports. Jack of all trades here on ESPN Louisville. I'm in a helicopter chopper and I'm looking down and no one can move. Nobody can move. So stay in. It's like a shutdown without the COVID. Work from home because you ain't going to be able to move 2 inches for the next 9 days because we waited until right before Christmas. Buying presents be damned. Ho, ho, ho. You can't get nowhere. Nicky the Boot out.
I mean, that is awesome. Still brilliant. I think it was totally off the cuff.
It was. Because
it was unbelievable.
Because I was late because the bridge shut down.
Well, we have equipment issues.
And we were at Acura at Oxmoor over there, Neil Huffman.
Yep.
And you were sitting in and waiting for me.
Yeah.
Just doing the show from your phone. And then he just
motors in with this, and it's some of the best content ever produced.
It was great. But no, I mean, they are going to shut down for the PGA Championship and not the Derby. So I just cannot wait for this thing to be over with. It's been the longest ever.
What's the net result going to be? Extra lanes?
No, the bridge was like at its end of usefulness.
Okay. So that's the real important stuff.
So they were going to have to like tear it down.
Or shut it down
or build a new one. And so the thing was, well, we'll continue to have traffic flow, but you're going to have to deal with some construction. But they still have to shut it down every couple, you know, for whenever they transition. I think this transition is where they're getting ready to finally open it up. So I hope that that's the case. But, man, I tell you what, it's been a long couple years as they've been working on this.
That's so funny.
That was a beautiful diatribe by him. And having the helicopter noise in the background is always good.
Yeah.
I do have news for Drew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
All right. Good news.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Now, the Bridgman party is Bruno Mars.
Okay. Hit him back.
And I have a request in for you for that.
All right.
But the Luke Bryan and Neo party.
Yes.
Paris Town.
Yes.
Presented by FanDuel.
I know that.
So you promote FanDuel.
I know. We've tried this.
We've tried this.
We've tried this route, and we are working feverishly down that road.
I'll have Ashley text Luke Bryan's wife, and we'll see if we can get this done.
I mean, this guy's becoming my personal hero. First, he gets me tickets next to Dabo, just like he wanted me to be. And
that was a great picture.
What else do I got to do for you?
I don't know, but you are absolutely crushing it right now. I'll tell you that. You're absolutely crushing it. Speaking of FanDuel, Mark, I'm glad you gave me an opportunity to talk about that in time for the Derby and in time for the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs, because we got a lot going on over there. If you've never signed up for the app, you get $150 in bonus. bonus bets when you make your first $5 bet, win or lose. If you've never signed up, go to FanDuel.com/DrewD, FanDuel.com/DrewD, and that's going to, you know, you got to check every morning. There's like profit boost. You got Dinger Tuesdays. I'm looking right now. We got a same game parlay boost. We got a no sweat bet on the NBA up to $25 on that one. But look, you check every morning on there. And if you want to bet the Derby, you can do that as well on the FanDuel app. So we've got all that going on. And again, right down to, is somebody going to hit a home run? Are they going to get an RBI? You name it, they've got it. It's all at FanDuel. So must be 21 or over, present in Kentucky. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So that's
You know how John Rothstein has his 10 things he says, that's all on Twitter? The 10 quotes he always says.
No.
Okay, well, you know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
Okay, you know, just like...
Because I don't really follow it. I don't like, you know, March, you know.
Right, right. No, that's one thing. It is March. You know,
yeah,
whatever.
This is March. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So he has one for Pat Kelsey now. Ooh. So that will be said for the rest of his life.
I won't use it.
I kind of like it, though, if it's true.
All right.
Pat Kelsey. No breaks. So for the rest of our life, we're going to hear
no breaks.
Pat Kelsey.
No breaks.
That's not that good.
Rothstein.
I like the mentality of no breaks, though.
Yeah, I like the mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stand with you on that.
Yeah.
I think it's accurate.
Yeah, so. I think that's probably right. But what else has been sitting in your crawl? I don't know. I almost don't want to turn the keys over to you for a topic because you're a little bit off the rails today. You know, we got poopy bottom stories. I mean, yeah. I don't really know. I don't really know what's going on.
That's good language.
Yeah.
Good language for the radio. I guess mine was a little hardcore. I was wondering how bad Ali Khalifa's injury was, or if this was more of a, hey, let's see if we can get...
So you like talk about the guy who's going to redshirt next year?
maybe he plays, but let's try to get Jaden in the fold first.
He's not going to play. I mean, they've announced that. Like, he's not playing.
So he got hurt in the Big 12 championship.
And he was hurt all year, apparently.
He was dealing with a knee.
Yeah.
Then he hurt his ankle pretty badly. And so I think the thought is that we don't want to have – we had to fix this knee so that because the knee may have led to the ankle.
Yeah.
And so they want to – and he's 6'11".
Knee bones connected to the
– 40 pounds. So I think they really want to do that. Right. So
I was kind of hoping maybe this is a situation where we might kind of pull him out midseason and start using him because we need bigs.
Yeah.
Mike, he's injured, though.
Sure. But, I mean, you know, different injuries take different times. Different people heal at different rates. So I didn't know if there was actually a hope that he might actually get a chance to play.
It's not big. But here's the thing. We barely even heard from Kelsey on any of these guys. I mean, he isn't today. He can't. Or
I don't know when he's allowed.
I don't know when he's allowed to either. You know, when they announce him.
Because Pope got one, and then he was able to kind of comment on one of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know the rules. And, like, look, Pat Kelsey doesn't have to say anything. I know we're going to talk to Pat Kelsey.
Yeah.
He's going to come on the
radio.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not worried about that.
We'll probably see him Monday or Tuesday of next week, you know, probably stop by and say hello.
Oh, yeah.
But
better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what are you doing, Pat Kelsey?
Come on.
Jeff Bob's coming on.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
No breaks. Keep it coming.
No, we're not promoting John Rothstein. You promote him on your own time.
I don't like, he's cheesy.
Yeah,
some people
it's
think he's cheesy. Not even a real person. It's like, no, that's just a bot. That's just a bot posting up. Just
Let's see. I'm trying to get through the text line here as well. Let's see. If you want to hop in, you can do that. We are over here, Abtech Electrical Services. If you need an electrician, these are the ones we tell you to turn to. Did you watch any of the draft last night?
I did not.
You watched it, right?
I did not see the first four picks.
Well, there was no drama with that.
Yeah,
I didn't
prioritize the first four picks.
I wasn't sure Caleb would go number one, though.
Well, then
there was
I don't know what you were looking at.
There was a lot of people kind of knocking him a little bit.
No,
and
not,
I know there's pre-draft talk. I know there's always that, like the shell game
that they do. And the only certainty was Alt was going 7 to the Titans, but whoever took him at 5 actually took Joe Alt. What do the Titans do? They take the other offensive lineman that was there.
I was surprised that Arizona took receiver, but
no, that's what they. What do you mean they're surprised? They have no receivers.
I don't know. I just kind of thought they would do something different because I feel like they always go receiver,
but they don't have any left,
right? Because they always cycle them through. So
yeah, no, anyway. That was their biggest position. Probably position of need, and he's probably the best player, just player outside of Caleb Williams in the draft.
Most surefire hit player.
I mean, if there's one guy in the whole draft you look at, I mean, it's like they look at him as...
I think the Giants hit gold with Malik Nabers. I think he's incredible. I think Marvin Harrison is incredible. I think
the fact that Michael Penix went at 8 just absolutely blew up the draft. I mean, because then you had everybody starting to trade and trade up and trade, you know, and try to trade up in the draft. And then Brock Bowers lasted all the way to 13.
Well, you know, it would have been awesome if the Falcons would have taken Odunze, because then they could have, I mean, they could have had Pitts, Odunze, and their quarterback.
You don't think Kirk Cousins is sitting there saying that right now? I mean, that if you're Kirk Cousins, you're like, what the hell? I signed with you.
Right.
You've got a first-round pick. I assume you're going to use to make the team better, and you draft someone at my position.
Right.
What are we doing here?
That was a stunner, but I thought the bigger stunner was that Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy went before Brock Bowers.
Well,
I could not believe that.
Well, because it's all related back to Penix, because everybody, if they thought they could get, you know, these guys later in the draft, then all of a sudden you go, well, damn. We got to. I mean, I think years from now, people are going to go, they drafted Bo Nix ahead of Brock Bowers.
Right.
I mean, I think people are going to look at the history books and go, that didn't happen. No way that happened.
So, I mean, the Broncos, that feels like flailing to me. Like the Broncos.
They're all out saying, oh, they loved him and this and that, and that's their
spin.
That's
what they should say. I mean,
they traded up to get him, right? I mean,
did they trade up?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, that's when all the trades were just like going crazy at that point.
I don't have a trade designation on that pick, but. Maybe it's just not noted, but you know, like I thought that Dallas Turner for the Vikings was a great pick.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that, you know, to get Dallas Turner at 17, that's unbelievable. But all the defenders.
Well, and you're happy of Baltimore taking the corner, Nate Wiggins?
Yeah, I was pumped to get him. I probably would have gone Cooper DeJean, mm-hmm. Cooper DeJean from Iowa. I just think he's a better player overall, like more, but. Wiggins is a better field corner. He can cover out space better than Cooper can.
I think I might want to go to the draft like next year. I mean,
where is it next year?
It's at Lambeau next year, but I may not want to go there. But no. I mean, Detroit, and they did a great open with Eminem too, and Goodell. I mean, it was good, and he got the crowd. You know, it was Goodell just knows he's getting booed when he walks out there. It's fantastic.
Cool.
All right, Mike.
All right.
Well,
have a great weekend, gents.
You too. That pool
big
opening.
Saturday.
Nice little Saturday.
Nice little Saturday.
Bed Bath & Beyond, Home Depot.
We'll
be going to any of those places at all. So, but that'll do it for us over here at Abtech Electrical Services. Go to abtechelectric.com. It's abtechelectric.com, or just email or text me. We'll absolutely... refer you to them. So it's Abtech Electrical, abtechelectric.com. All right, well, Maven and Rummage up next. Well, I guess maybe just Maven. I think Rummage is still down at Disney World, right? So, and you got Rabeau & Co. up next on 680. So we'll talk to you on Monday from the backside.